Klaus, you are welcome to Government Lesson Form 3. Today we are discussing the benefits expected from ECOWAS. Member countries of ECOWAS are expecting some benefits from ECOWAS. So what are some of the benefits that member countries are expecting from ECOWAS? So now we are discussing benefit expected from ECOWAS by member countries. Number one, larger market. The existence of ECOWAS with its trade liberalization policies is expected to create a huge market for goods and services produced within the West African sub-region. So all member countries are expecting ECOWAS to establish a larger market where they will sell their goods and what services, or where they will market their goods and services within the West African sub-region. The expanded market is also expected to enhance specialization and industrialization within member states, since member states will be required to specialize and produce more to enjoy the benefits of large-scale production. So member states are expect ECOWAS to expand market that will enhance specialization and industrialization within member states, because member countries are to specialize in the production of a specific good and services, and they are expecting ECOWAS to establish or to create larger market where they're going to sell those specialized goods and services there. New industries will therefore be set up, and already existing ones will also be expanded to operate in full capacity. So member countries of ECOWAS, they are expecting ECOWAS to establish larger markets where they will sell their specialized goods and what services. Number two, employment opportunities. When ECOWAS expand their market or create larger market, the result is job creation, since the expanded industries will also expand their workforce in order to operate what effectively. This will go a long way to reduce the incidence of unemployment in the West African sub-region. So where we have larger markets, where we have expanded markets on the West African sub-region, industries or entrepreneurs will also expand their industries and then employ more people so that they can produce more goods and services, which they will sell in the larger markets created by ECOWAS. So when there is larger markets, then it also creates employment for people in West African sub-region. Joint ventures. Member states of ECOWAS could contribute productive resources to set up joint economic enterprises for mutual benefit. So member countries are expecting ECOWAS to help them contribute to create joint ventures, to create joint enterprises for mutual benefit, so that when they create such enterprises or economic enterprises, members are going to benefit from that enterprise. So they are expecting ECOWAS to help them to contribute or to join to create economic enterprises for mutual benefit of member states. With this initiative, member states will reduce the cost of producing certain essential commodities. Yes, when there is a joint enterprises, member states will not produce goods and services alone, because they're joint ventures, and they're all going to contribute a small amount to help to produce goods and services. So if you produce alone, then you have to invest more money into the production of goods and services. But if you join hands with other countries to produce business, then you help or you contribute a sum of money, and then they also bring their monies, and then you can produce more goods and services within the West African sub-region. This will go a long way to reduce the over-dependence of member states on the advanced countries for economic assistance. So when there is joint ventures among member states, then they will no longer depend on the advanced countries for goods and what services, because they will be able to produce those goods and services locally. So it will reduce the over-dependence on the advanced countries for economic assistance. The West African gas project involving Nigeria, Benin, Togo and Ghana is a typical example of such prestigious initiative. So West African gas project, Ghana, Nigeria, Benin and Togo, we contributed a amount of money to create that project, and it is helping these four countries a lot. Technological advancement and skills development. Member states are expected to exchange new technologies and managerial skills as a result of the harmonization of economic activities. This will improve upon the level of efficiency of the various industries within the member state. So when we join to establish a common industry, we will exchange new ideas, new technologies, and managerial skills. Maybe Ghana are not advanced in technology, but maybe Nigeria is far advanced when it comes to technologies. So when Ghana merged with Nigeria to produce goods and services, because Nigeria are far ahead, or Nigeria is advanced when it comes to technological know-how, then Ghana will tap that technological know-how from Nigeria and then help them in the production of goods and services locally. Free trade. The absence of trade restrictions within member states would enhance the free flow of different commodities and services into the market of member states. So member states are expecting ECOWAS to grant that or to do away with trade restrictions, where member states can't freely send the goods and services to different markets of member states. So from Ghana to Nigeria, from Nigeria to Togo, from Ghana to Togo, from Benin to other countries. So they can move freely and then send their goods and services to the market of member states. Harmonization of economic activities. ECOWAS is expected to enhance harmonization of agricultural, industrial, and trade policies of member states. Member states will agree on common policies to bring about improved levels of output. So ECOWAS is expected to harmonize so that all member states will have the same policies when it comes to agriculture, industrial, and trade. Ghana will have the same policy, Nigeria the same policy, Togo the same policy when it comes to agriculture, industrial, and what? And trade. So ECOWAS will try to harmonize this member state. And then when that happens, the member state will agree on common policy to bring about improved level of what? Output. So when Nigerians are using the same policy, Ghana the same policy, Togo the same policy, so they will produce the same quality of what? Goods. And it will improve the levels of output among member states. This will ensure efficient marketing and favorable terms of trade. Yes, when there's harmonization of economic activities, it will ensure efficient marketing and favorable terms of trade. That will go a long way to help member states of the ECOWAS. Last point that I would like to talk about is reduced imports. Reduced import. With the harmonization of economic activities that we just explained, and the establishment of giant industries within member states, the member state will be required to rely on goods and services produced locally in order to reduce their over-reliance on import goods from the advanced countries. So when there's the harmonization of trade, agriculture, and then industry, all member states will produce quality goods locally. So when they produce quality goods locally, they will no longer import goods and services from the advanced countries. They are going to buy their own locally produced goods and services, and it will help them to maximize profit and then get more money to establish more jobs. These are some of the benefits expected from ECOWAS by member states. Let's quickly mention some of the institutions of ECOWAS. The institutions of ECOWAS may be in the exam, the objectives it may drop, or you may be asked to choose some of the institutions of ECOWAS. So we are just mentioning them, and then we bring our lessons to a close. Institutions of ECOWAS. Institution 1, the Authority of Heads of State and Government. So this is one of the organs or institutions of ECOWAS. The Authority of Heads of State and Government. Institution 2, the Council of Ministers. The Council of Ministers. We also have the ECOWAS Commission. Formerly, it was called the Executive Secretariat, but now it is called the ECOWAS Commission. Institution number 4, ECOWAS Court of Justice. ECOWAS Court of Justice. Institution number 5, ECOWAS Parliament. ECOWAS Parliament, and we have our own Osechi Mesabunsu, MP for Suami constituency, is one of the members of the ECOWAS Parliament. So we have ECOWAS Parliament as one of the institutions of ECOWAS. And last but not the least, Specialized Commissions of ECOWAS. Specialized Commissions of ECOWAS. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, students, for your attention and your cooperation. Again, questions, comments, and contributions are welcome. Stay blessed and stay safe. Good morning.